Turn in your Bibles today to the book of Psalms, chapter 103, and I'm going to focus on verse number 2. I want to preach today upon the subject, the Grinch that steals Thanksgiving. The Grinch that steals Thanksgiving. Verse number 1 of chapter 103 of the book of Psalms. David the psalmist said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Especially verse number 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Let's bow for prayer. Our Father, we approach the throne of grace today. We thank You for this privilege that we have to pray and then in a few moments to preach the Word of God. And my Father, I thank You for the music today that's been a blessing. And I pray now that You'd honor the proclamation of the Word of God. Now, Lord, bless us now today and speak to hearts at this hour, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me begin today by just touching a little bit on history when it comes to the matter of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a holiday. We look back at history and we review just a little bit how it came to pass that we celebrate Thanksgiving Day. The earliest observance of Thanksgiving on this continent was a special service in Virginia as early as 1607. The first Thanksgiving festival began on December the 13th in 1621 at Plymouth, Massachusetts. It started as a harvest festival with a people thanking God for giving them sufficient crops. That first Thanksgiving celebration lasted 3 days with the people enthusiastically participating in that celebration. On June the 20th, 1676, the town of Charleston, Massachusetts, issued the first Thanksgiving proclamation. By unanimous vote, the governing council instructed the council, Edward Rawson, to proclaim June the 29th as a day of Thanksgiving. George Washington issued the first National Thanksgiving Proclamation, 1789, the year of his inauguration as President of the United States of America. He called for another Thanksgiving Day in 1795. We know, obviously, that after a period of time, as things would change, we celebrate now Thanksgiving Day on the day that we do every year in November. Now, as we approach Thanksgiving Day, we need to focus, I believe, less on the bounty and more on the benefactor. Less on the things that we have. Less on the things that we enjoy. And more on the one who makes those things come into our lives. Let's focus on the giver. Let's thank God for all that He's provided. Let's celebrate Thanksgiving with grateful hearts, which certainly should characterize every one of us as Americans. I heard of an interesting illustration that proves a point. A lady was one day getting ready, doing some shopping, preparing herself for the Thanksgiving Day dinner, and she was picking through some of the frozen turkeys in a grocery store. But she was unable to find the turkey that was large enough for her family. She asked a stock boy. She said, "Do these turkeys get any bigger?" The stock boy replied politely, "No, ma'am. They're as big as they're going to get. They're dead." They're dead. You know, sometimes we ask dumb questions. You ever ask a dumb question? I have all the time. I still do it to this day. You know, but listen, our attitude of gratitude should be growing, but for many it's dead. It's like this illustration, it's dead. Or if anything, it's limited to the table spread. Thanksgiving, for many people, will be limited to the table spread. It'll be limited when the family are seated. And some will bow their heads, give thanks to God for the Thanksgiving dinner, and probably in some cases that's the only time that that prayer is even heard in that family. And many times the Thanksgiving prayer is just pertaining to the meal, just to the food. But there's a lot more than just the food. Today, or the day of Thanksgiving Day, is spent by many people in the front of a television watching the Macy's Day, Thanksgiving Day parade, and then in the afternoon, after they've, you know, pigged out, sitting around watching football. I'm not against watching the Macy's Day parade, nor am I against watching football. But I suspicion this morning that there's far more that we ought to be involved in terms of recognizing what Thanksgiving is all about and being thankful to God for so many things than simply associating all of the time Thanksgiving Day to Macy's Day Parade and the football game. More to it. We're all familiar with that popular Christmas story that's entitled The Grinch That Stole Christmas. But believe you me, could I say today, there's a Grinch out there trying to get Thanksgiving. There's a Grinch out there trying to steal Thanksgiving. There is one word that identifies and describes the Grinch. One word. That's in verse 2. The word that describes the Grinch is in verse 2 of our text. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget. The word forget. Forget not all of his benefits. The word forget. That's the key word. That's the word that describes the Grinch that I'm talking about that steals Thanksgiving. Forgetting. What can we say about forgetting? Forgetting feeds ingratitude. It feeds ingratitude. Forgetting hinders recollecting or recollecting or gathering together all the threads of benefits given to us by the Lord. When we think of recollecting, think of the word recollecting, bringing together. The benefits have to do with what God has done for us. What God has done for us. Now, David preached to himself in Psalm 103. He's preaching a sermon to himself. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He's preaching to himself. And then he begins to list the blessings. Read the psalm, he lists them. Forgiveness of sins, healing of diseases, redeeming his life from the pit, crowning him with faithful love and compassion, and the list goes on. David is thinking about the blessings of God. He's got a list out there. Psalm 103 gives that list. The thief of thanksgiving is forgetfulness. It's forgetfulness. We have a problem with forgetfulness. We forget too much. You see, in many times, even our gratitude is shallow. It's shallow. Thanksgiving gratitude is many times too shallow. Too shallow. It usually focuses upon the table spread. Maybe on the physical provisions. Usually the food in the pantry. Usually the clothes in the closet. Usually the money in the bank. And usually the energy that enables me to run a 2-mile run every day. Shallow thanksgiving. The benefits that God desires to give carry into eternity, though. What God gives us carries into eternity. Here's my question this morning I would ask. Tell me what is better than eternal life. Tell me what is better than peace with God. Tell me what is better than peace of God. Do you agree with me this morning? The benefits that God gives are better than the benefits that we usually think of. I'd rather be a Christian. I'd rather be saved. I'd rather know that I've got a home in heaven when I die than to be the richest person living on the face of God's green earth and die without God. I'd still rather be a Christian than you. Many people's thanksgiving is shallow. Very shallow. What's better than a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, the lover of our souls? What's better than that? You know, it's a wonderful thing when families can have Thanksgiving Day dinners. And I'm looking forward to that turkey and that ham myself. I love to eat. But oh, let me tell you this morning, I'm so thankful to God that the dinner that I've already eaten of will leave me satisfied for eternity. I'm glad this morning that one day I sit down at the table of God's grace and God fed my soul. And what I have will hold me for eternity. A teacher one time was asking some questions to the students and was asking the students the question, could they name the seven wonders of the world? And students began to answer, the kids began to raise their hands, and one of them said Egypt's great pyramids. One of them said the Taj Mahal. Another one said the Grand Canyon. And then another student raised her hand and said the wall in China. One little girl in the class, however, didn't raise her hand. And the teacher was a little bit concerned, wondering why this particular little child didn't enter into the discussion. And so the teacher said to the little girl, have you got any suggestions you could make? Called out the student's name. Little girl said, I can't make up my mind about which one, because there's so many of the great wonders of the world. The teacher asked her then to just go so far as she could and just, you know, give out what came to her mind as far as some of the great wonders of the world. The girl said, I think of the seven wonders of the world. She says, I think it's like this. I think the seven wonders of the world is I'm able to see, I'm able to hear, I'm able to touch, I'm able to taste, I'm able to feel, I'm able to laugh, and I'm able to love. You know, it's been said that gratitude is a memory of the heart. You're talking about a wonder of the world. It's a wonder that God would love us. It's a wonder that God would save us. It's a wonder that God would make us the way we are to where we can appreciate life. It's a wonder that we can touch and taste and feel and believe and love. That's a gift of God. That's a wonder. But there's a Grinch out there that's trying to steal our Thanksgiving. That Grinch is the Grinch of forgetfulness. That Grinch is the Grinch of a short memory. That Grinch is a Grinch. It causes us, if possible, to forget all of the benefits that God has given us. Let me break this down just a little bit. Time we've got left. Number one, we must not forget the benefactor for Thanksgiving. We must not forget the benefactor for Thanksgiving. God gives us the blessings. It's God that gives us these blessings. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 11, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Being enriched. God is a benefactor, I meant to say. God is a benefactor. It's God that loads us with these benefits. It's the Lord who blesses us. Every aspect of life is God giving it to us. Energy to get up in the morning. Breath in our lungs to breathe. Eyes to be able to look around and see what God has done. The opportunity to serve. On and on and on and on we could go. We must not forget the benefactor of the blessings. Let's stay focused more on the benefactor than the bountiful blessings. The blessings are wonderful, but the benefactor is more wonderful. I'm more pleased today in the giver than the gift. Thank God for the gifts. But let's not forget the forgiver, the Lord. So, we must not forget the benefactor of thanksgiving. Number two, we must not forget the value of thanksgiving. The value of thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 is a good verse. Here's what it says. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. He said, in everything give thanks. Then he says, for this is the will of God. You say, preacher, what's the value of thanksgiving? Well, thanksgiving is the will of God. That makes it pretty valuable. He said, this is the will of God. So being thankful is God's will. And so therefore we can say the attitude of gratitude is very valuable because we're living out God's will. Gratitude is the will of God. That makes it pretty valuable. We need to learn to never take for granted what we have and return thanks to the one who gave it. What we have now, we may not always have, unless it's eternal life. Thank God for that. But you know, what we have materially, what we have financially, what we have physically, we must not take that for granted because we may not have that tomorrow. We may not have health tomorrow. We may, you know, the banks might collapse. Who knows? So we even when it comes to the physical, material things, we don't want to take those for granted either because we may not have them tomorrow. So I'm saying this morning we must not forget the value of thanksgiving, though being thankful is pleasing unto the Lord. God's will is being done. Number three, we must not forget the longevity of thanksgiving. The longevity. Why would I say that? Why would I say that? Thanksgiving is not just an annual celebration, so far as the attitude. We don't have to wait till November in order to be thankful, do we? It's really and truly now, when it comes to the attitude of gratitude, it is not a national celebration. It is an everyday celebration. Let me show you. Colossians 4:2. Bible says continue. Note that. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Paul says keep praying, keep watching, and keep thanking. That's what that verse proves. In other words, thanksgiving is thanks living. Thanksgiving is an everyday experience. Continual. Continual. It should never give out. We should never quit being thankful. We shouldn't have to have one time a year, well, pardon me, twice, Christmas dinner, I'm factoring in two. It shouldn't take Thanksgiving of a family around a table with a table spread to make us thankful. It shouldn't take that. Every day we ought to get up and say, praise the Lord, it's Thanksgiving Day again. Or thank the Lord, I'm going to be thankful to God today because of God's goodness. We must not forget the continuation or the longevity of thanksgiving. Number four. We must not let the Grinch of thanksgiving steal us of something else. We must not forget the testimony of thanksgiving. The testimony. Let me put it to you like this. When you're around people that are thankful, that are upbeat, that are joyous, that are living vibrant Christian lives, grateful to God, does that affect you positively? It sure does. Get around an old droopy, mopey person who grumbles and complains about everything and tell me if that doesn't turn your good day into a bad day. Because we do affect each other. But when you see people praising the Lord in spite of what they're going through in life, that is contagious too. And that is a blessing. That is an encouragement. I'll tell you, the 18 years that I've been here at Smith Grove Baptist Church have been rewarding to me in so many ways. And one of the biggest rewards have been to see hurting, suffering, dying saints in this church that still have kept their joy and had appreciation to the Lord and an attitude of gratitude. And it proved to me that sickness and problems do not have to be grinches that can steal our thanksgiving and our attitude, because the peace of God is independent of circumstances. I still can love God. I still can rejoice. I still can be thankful regardless of what happens in my life. That's the point here. We must not forget the testimony of thanksgiving. Now let me prove my point biblically. 2 Samuel 22 verse 50 says, "Therefore, I'll give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen." Now who would be the heathen? Well, plain and simply put, the heathen are unsaved people. That's the heathen. Unless we go to the Bible and talk about, you know, Gentiles in contrast to Jews or whatever. But as a general rule, when the word heathen is mentioned, many times it's a reference to simply unsaved scoundrels. Heathen. Now look at this. "Therefore I will give thanks to the Lord, to thee, O Lord, among the heathen." 2 Samuel 20:50. "And I'll sing praises unto thy name." Now, that's interesting. He said, "I'm going to have a thanksgiving in the presence of the heathen. I'm going to be grateful and give thanksgiving in the presence of that unsaved crowd. I'm going to let my testimony be sure and clear and positive in the face of those heathen people, unsaved people." Here's a point I'll make. Be sure that the unsaved people make note of gratitude on the part of a Christian, and make sure they also make note of ingratitude on the part of a Christian. When you and I are ungrateful before unsaved heathen people, then what we do, we're conveying to them a message that God is less than able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Because if we're not careful, saved people, you see, around unsaved people, we ought to be conveying the message of positive, victorious life in Christ. Yeah. And when I'm complaining in the presence of unsaved people, I'm casting a wrong appearance on the Lord even. And they're thinking, if God's able to deliver you out of sin and to save your soul and give you a place in heaven when you die, why in the world are you living so defeated right now and down in the mouth? So you see, when we give thanksgiving in the presence of the heathen, God will use that, and that's why I'm calling it the testimony. The testimony of gratitude. And then finally, number five, we must not let the Grinch that steals thanksgiving take away from us or steal from us the ability to remember the blessings for thanksgiving. In other words, we must not forget the blessings for thanksgiving. The blessings for thanksgiving. Physical blessings, yes, that's right, physical, oh yeah. Most of us will have it. We'll eat fine this coming Thursday, won't we? We'll have a good day, won't we? Oh, we'll go to bed with heartburn. I understand that too. But we'll have a good day. Families will converge together. It'll be a wonderful celebration. And I love it. I wish that all of our family were still together. I wish that my parents were still living and my wife's parents were still living. But they're having a Thanksgiving in a place far better though. But still yet, we love families at Thanksgiving. Yes, food is good. We thank God for our health, for the strength. They're wonderful. However, be thankful continually for the blessing of God's glorious salvation. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a blessing there for sure. Brother Sam Klontz, this past week, experienced the blessing of salvation and deliverance at death. Last Sunday morning, I could be preaching where I'm preaching now, and I could look to the left of on the left side of this auditorium, and sitting back there close to where Cheryl and Steve are, and you folks in that category, you'd see the Klontzes sitting there. You'd see Brother Sam right there. And his daughter Susan brings him to church, but he's not here today, is he? He's in heaven. He's found out. He's experienced firsthand. He knows today by experience, absent from the body, present with the Lord. If you could ask Brother Sam right now, when it came to his life that he lived, I know he was in his 80s. You'd ask Brother Sam right now, what in life did you find to be the most valuable to you? Without a hesitation, he'd look you in the face and he'd say, salvation by the grace of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's my greatest blessing. And I say today, we must not forget the blessings of thanksgiving, especially if you're saved. If you're saved, be thankful for deliverance from sin and deliverance from hell, and eventually deliverance even from this old world itself. Two men were walking through a field one day and they spotted a raging bull. Instantly, those two men darted towards the nearest fence to try to get out of the way because that bull did not look too friendly. The storming bull followed those two men in hot pursuit. And it was soon apparent that those men couldn't outrun that bull. Terrified, one of the men looked at the other. He said, put up a prayer, John. He said, put up a prayer, John. He said, we're in for it if you don't. John said, I can't pray. I've never made a public prayer in my life. His friend said, well, it's time that you better learn to pray. He said, you must pray. You must pray now. The bull's catching up with us. So old John, he said, all right. He said, I'll do the best I can. I'll say the only prayer that I know, the one my father used to repeat at the table time and time again. Here it is, oh Lord. For what we're about to receive, make us truly thankful. Well, I'm not so sure that that illustration fit in perfectly in what I'm preaching, but it does have a point that I think can be made. We can thank God when troubles come that we have the presence and the power of the Lord in our lives. We can be thankful for the blessings of God's presence, can't we? Jesus said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Are you enjoying today the best that God would offer you? I'm talking about things that last forever. Are you here today, and as we approach Thanksgiving Day this coming Thursday, will you be bringing to the table more than just an appetite for the food? Can you be bringing to the table a testimony of the grace of God to where you could sit down at that table and say, if you had an opportunity, I'm about to eat this wonderful meal, but let me tell you about an experience in my life where I partook of the bread from heaven. Let me tell you how I sit down at the table of God's salvation and how God took care of my needs. Can you bring that to the table? Or are you, maybe as a Christian, letting the Grinch of forgetfulness steal your thanksgiving? Someone wrote this. Does a neighbor help a little as along the way you go? Help to make your burden lighter? Then why not tell him so? Does a hand clasp seem to lift you from the depth of grief and woe when an old friend shares your sorrow? Then why not tell him so? Does your heavenly Father give you many blessings here below? Then on bended knees before him, frankly, gladly, tell him so. Don't let the Grinch of forgetfulness steal your thanksgiving. as we have an invitation and an altar call, maybe there's some today that would just like to come to this altar on this, the last Sunday before Thanksgiving, and say, Lord, yes, I have been a little bit ungrateful. I have had shallow Thanksgiving, but help me, Lord, to be reminded of the greatest blessings of all that I have been a little bit careless in thinking about and in pondering. And today, I want to just say, Lord, I want my Thanksgiving attitude of gratitude to be revived, and I don't want a Grinch stealing my Thanksgiving. If you're here today and you're unsaved, I plead with you, come to Christ. I'll be standing there at the front. Slip forward and let this preacher know you need to be saved, and we'll take it from there and show you how you can be born again. Let's bow our heads in prayer.